Dr. Yvette Rabideau,
isn't it? All right. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. I feel like I'm in a race or something. Ready, go. Okay. My name is Dr. Yvette Rubideau. I'm faculty at University of Arizona in the College of Medicine in Tucson, and today I'm presenting on the Special Diabetes Program for India's Healthy Heart Project. I have no relationships to disclose, and basically I'm going to give you a brief overview of this project and some preliminary results. If you were at the caucus presentations 2 years ago, I talked about the beginning of this project. Now this is sort of an interim update. Okay, so the Special Diabetes Program for Indians is a congressional appropriation since 1997. It started at $30 million a year for 5 years. It's grants for the prevention and treatment of diabetes in Indian communities, and these grants go to IHS tribes and urban Indian health programs. There have been 4 reauthorizations of this funding since then, and since 2002, there's been $150 million a year, and it's now recently reauthorized through 2011. So over $1 billion has gone into Indian communities for diabetes. In the 2002 reauthorization, Congress said, well, what you've been doing is great by letting the tribes decide what they want to do with this, with the funding, but Congress said in 2002, we also want you to do a competitive grant program to demonstrate diabetes prevention and also to address the most compelling complication of diabetes, which is cardiovascular disease. Congress also required that this be evaluated. So there was a tribal consultation, the IHS director decided, and it ended up that $27.4 million a year for 5 years went into 2 demonstration projects, the Diabetes Prevention Program, which is 36 programs who were competitively awarded, and what I'm going to talk about today, the SDPI Healthy Heart Project, where 30 programs were competitively awarded to participate. These programs participated in the development of the program through a collaborative planning year. This is a comprehensive program evaluation to see how they did, and the coordinating centers located at the University of Colorado and the University of Arizona, and I co-direct the coordinating center, so that's how I'm involved. So this is a map that basically shows you where all the programs are. The red is the diabetes prevention programs. The yellow is the healthy heart programs, which I'm talking about today. And this is just to show you the tribal leaders wanted to make sure there were programs all around the country and that there was good geographic representation. So the timeline was there was the selection of the programs in 2004, a planning year in 2005, 3 years of the demonstration project activities, an additional year got added due to a reauthorization. And the final year, it's not clear what it's going to be because there's going to be a tribal consultation this winter on what's going to happen there. So what was the design? Well, the Healthy Heart Project part of it, the purpose was to reduce cardiovascular disease risk factors in those individuals with diabetes. So they had to recruit and screen people in their community to find people who had diabetes. And they implemented an intensive clinical case management team approach to treating risk factors for CVD to specific target levels based on IHS standards. So they're supposed to basically raise the bar of what their current care is in their clinic or their hospital. They had monthly visits with the case manager. They provided education through the Honoring the Gift of Heart Health curriculum. They had community activities, and the outcome was that we were to see whether they could reduce cardiovascular disease risk factors. But really, this is a demonstration project. The purpose is to translate research into real-world programs. And so most of the evaluation is about, were they actually able to do this project? And so the evaluation design, the tribes and the programs involved did not want a very experimental design. They didn't want a control group. They didn't want randomization. So it's basically a pre-post. People are recruited, screened, and consented. There's a baseline assessment. They get the intensive case management from the beginning, and they have an annual assessment after the intervention. So this is preliminary results. My abstract has results from June 30 of 2007. I thought, well, we have the 2008 results, so I'll present those today for the 30 sites, and they're about 2.5 years into their activities. This shows recruitment and accrual. Basically, of the people they recruited, 5,763 in their registry, 3,159 signed consent forms, and then 2,458 have completed the baseline assessment so far, and 980 have completed their first annual assessment. So that's where we are right now. In terms of the people who have been recruited at baseline, they have diabetes and several other comorbidities, including 2/3 having high blood pressure, about half with back pain, about 1/4 with depression, osteoarthritis, and already 18.5% of the people enrolled already had heart disease. This is looking at the mean systolic and diastolic blood pressure from baseline to annual. This is systolic, this is diastolic. And while there's a little bit of a change so far, actually the result, the baseline results, the mean result, was already below the goal. So, and there's actually a wide distribution, so there's outliers here that are affecting that mean. If you look at average lipid levels for all the participants so far from baseline to annual, LDL has gone down, HDL went up a little, triglycerides went down, and total cholesterol went down. So that's a favorable trend. In terms of the average hemoglobin A1C from baseline to annual, it went from 7.7 to 7.4, so that's also favorable. We also, since the mean didn't tell us as much as it could have, we also looked at the percent who were meeting the goal for each risk factor. So for systolic blood pressure, the percent went up from baseline to annual. Diastolic blood pressure went up as well. The percent meaning the LDL less than 100 goal went up from 54 to 65%, and the percent of hemoglobin who met the goal of hemoglobin A1C less than 7% went up from 43 to 51%. So far it's going in the right direction as well. In terms of weight loss, the goal was to lose at least 7% body weight and have waist circumference and hip circumference and waist hip ratios below the levels you see in metabolic syndrome. There's been some improvement, but not as much. And most of our programs are focusing more on sort of the clinical, the blood pressures and the lipids and those things. In terms of physical activity, the goal was equal to or greater than 150 minutes per week. That increased from 27% at baseline to 38% at annual, so that's better. And also the consumption of healthy and unhealthy foods. This is the frequency of consumption of foods determined to be healthy or unhealthy by our educators, and looking at where people rank how frequently they consume them, and it's the healthy foods have gone up and the consumption of unhealthy foods have gone down. It's sort of a rough way of looking at that. The percent of people, participants who report that they're a current smoker was 20% at baseline and went down to 13% in annual so far. And then those that use a daily aspirin for primary secondary prevention of heart disease went up from 71% at baseline to 84% at annual. So in summary, with this particular project, after 2.5 years, we're seeing really good progress in terms of what the projects are doing. The active recruitment of the project ends next June, and then we're going to be measuring for annual results in those participants for another year. So the final results of this project should be disseminated in about 2010. So basically what I have is a report for this project that's saying the programs are doing great. They actually are implementing these activities, and overall as a group they're doing very well. So if you need more information, the IHS Division of Diabetes Treatment Prevention, or the you can contact me as well. So thank you very much.
We'll be doing our questions at the end of the session if you will.